First book of Corinthians, Corinthians 1, starting chapter 13, verse 1. So it's 1 Corinthians 13, starting at verse 1. I'll give you a minute to find it. Please stand for the reading of the word. 1 Corinthians 13, 1. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I can gain nothing. Amen.
Thanks. You know, I love this passage because it helps us understand how valuable love really is. And I think sometimes we think love is kind of the fluff of life. It's just kind of the stuff that is like, if you can pull it off, then it's something you ought to give yourself into. You know, it's like something that's just, it's kind of nice to ice things over with, but it isn't necessarily the substance. And as we read this passage, we get a picture of love being the substance of everything that really happens in our lives as Christians, because God is love and it's the substance of God in us. And so the issue here, though, is that when we look at love in a worldly way, and I think many of you have had maybe tough times when it comes to love on this earth, we know that love can be confusing sometimes. It's hard to count on being there when times get tough, and I don't know if you've ever notice something kind of fleeting away during a time where you had to go through some really difficult stuff. But people say they love and then they leave when things get a little bit messy or a little tough. They say they love you, but when you don't meet their expectations, they leave you behind. And it seems like sometimes love seems a bit unpredictable. But the thing about love is the unpredictability of love is actually caused by us not really understanding it and having some misconceptions about it, because many people think that love is kind of an emotion. It's something we feel. It's something that just kind of oozes out of us, and it's usually in a romantic type thing, and it's not just that. We know that people think sometimes it's something we give when people deserve it, and that's about it, right? But we know that love goes way beyond that. Real love does. Sometimes we think it's something we show someone, or maybe it's something we give to someone who gives it to us first. But real love goes beyond all those things, because there's nothing unpredictable about real love. You know, it's not dependent upon whether or not we get it in return, or whether someone deserves it or not, or it's not just a behavior and it's not just a feeling. And I know if any of you have ever felt the love of God pour over you in some of the most difficult times of your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a love that goes beyond anything you've ever experienced. And even though you don't deserve it, God continues to pour it out. You know, the Bible tells us that God is love, and so it's the very essence of God in your life. And so in order for us to live a life of purpose and a life of value and a life of blessing, the presence of God has to be in our lives, and the only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. So real love, what we're talking about, is God's presence in us. Not only authenticates what we say or do for the Lord, but it also makes our words and actions and wisdom a little bit more absorbable by other people. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not before, but when you have something you need to talk to someone about, when you love them, it's a lot easier. It tends to go down a lot easier than if you don't. And when we really truly have love for people, we can say sometimes some pretty tough things, and it's able to be taken in. And so the reason I'm telling you this today, and the reason it matters, is because we've been called to represent Jesus Christ in the way we speak, and in the way we pour out our spiritual giftings, and in our faith, and in our sacrificial giving. Because here's the truth about this, is that without love, the words that we speak are just noise. I mean, that's what the scripture says. It's just a resounding gong, a clanging cymbal. It just begins to be noise for people. And it also says that even the very giftings that God pours out in our life, if we don't pour them out in love, that they go nowhere. You know, it says that you are nothing if your giftings aren't powered by love. We also know that knowledge becomes kind of pointless, and faith is empty, and sacrifice is valueless. And, you know, many people will identify with Jesus as Christians, but they don't always identify with his love. They'll identify with him, but not with the love piece. It's almost like we're affiliated with Jesus, but we're not really in relationship. You know what I mean? And it reminds me of Facebook. Like, I'm in relationship, you know, with Jesus now. You know, But sometimes we, to be honest, we would probably have to say we're not just in a relationship, we're actually affiliated, or maybe we'd use that one button on there that says it's complicated. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's complicated for some. But God's called us to relationship with Jesus. And you know, if we're not in a relationship with Jesus and we don't really have the love of God in us, then it leaves us speaking with nobody listening. And that, I mean, the scripture's pretty clear here. That without love, you can speak all day long and no one listens. You can exercise your spiritual gifts and no one's receiving. You can share your knowledge and nobody seems to care. You can have faith, but you don't change anyone. Or you can sacrificially give of your life and you'll never really be blessed. And it's like you have religion, but you don't have Jesus. And you know, I think probably for some of the years as I followed the Lord, that's really what it was about for me, because I had a form of religion, but I didn't really have Jesus. I didn't really necessarily have his love in my heart, and that's not really what was driving me in life. And, you know, the real issue is that living our lives as Christians without love, it ends up that the ministry that we have, the way we care for people, the way we pour out to people, it becomes powerless, you know? It becomes ineffective and pointless and valueless and purposeless if we don't have love in our hearts, you know? I see so many people who want to operate in the Spirit. They want to operate in their giftings. They want to speak into people's lives. They want to speak Scripture over people. They want to pour into people, but they haven't really exhibited any love for people. And it's a really hard thing, because if you don't have love for someone and you don't have a relationship with them, it's really hard to pour out into their life, because they just don't trust what you're saying. You know, and it's like there's got to be a lot of investment on the front end of things if you're really going to be able to speak into people's lives. And, you know, I've seen people say, like, they'll go coldly into a situation where they'll see someone in a situation where they don't need to be, and they'll say, now, I just want you to know before we start or anything, I love you, and that's why I'm telling you this. And then they tell them, and it doesn't go anywhere, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It doesn't do enough just to say to somebody, I love you, and then here's the hard word I'm going to tell you. There's going to have to be some sort of relationship in it. You know, words are cheap, aren't they? I mean, you have to get to a point where you really have exhibited some love for someone before you, you know, you break the words out that you want to speak over their life. You know, the reason why we exist on this earth is to lift up Jesus and to lead people to him. And that's what it comes down to. So how can we do that if we, without his presence in our life, without his love just exuding in everything that we say and do? Because you see, it's his love that empowers every word that we speak. Like, if you really want your words to go somewhere, you start by loving the people you're speaking with. And if you can't love them, maybe you don't need to be speaking over them, you know? Because it's the love of God that actually empowers those things. We know that every gift flows out of love, that the reason why God even pours out a prophetic message into a congregation is because he loves the people, right? So anytime we're ever going to pour something out, if I have a word for you or I do something for you or I serve you in some way, it's because I do it because I love you, not just because I'm just trying to set some example to you or I'm trying to go through the right things or if I do this, somehow God's okay with me. Because the bottom line is that God's not okay with me because I do all the right stuff or I serve people the right way. He's okay with me and he loves me because I've accepted his son Jesus into my heart. And it's his righteousness that stands before God, not mine, because I don't have any, right? So every gift, it flows out of love, and all knowledge that I have is shared out of love, and every sacrifice that I make is out of love. And if I do it that way, it works well. Can we imagine how powerful ministry would be if everything that we ever did in our lives, every time we spoke over someone or every time we helped them or every time we did anything, that it was absolutely motivated out of love before anything else? I mean, wouldn't the church look so different today? You know, I look back over the course of my life and all the years I spent in church, and I watch people like get hurt by just people being harsh with truth and saying things to people that are really hard without relationship. And I've seen a lot of things over my life that I scratch my head and I think, I wonder where the love is in all this, because I see the actions of Christ, but I don't see the love of Christ behind it. And it was always really confusing to me, because I always thought, you know, they should be doing this stuff because they love, you know? They should be doing it because they love the Lord and they love the people that the Lord made. But I didn't always see that over the years, and it was always a little confusing for me. You know, I was sitting here just a little bit ago before the service. We were in praise and worship, and to be honest, I don't know what's going on today, but I feel really exhausted. I don't feel exhausted now, but I did. And I'm sitting down because I can hardly even stand anymore with the music. And I'm just sitting down there. I'm just like, you know, breathing really hard to get ready, because I know that I have to have enough energy to do this today. And my brother-in-law comes around to me, and he kneels before me, and he starts praying over me. And I know he did it because he loves me, but not just because he was trying to pray over me today and do the right thing. I don't know that you've ever even done that before, you know? But as he came over here and he laid hands on me and he prayed for me that God would pour his energy into me and empower me today, man, I just felt like something go through me like I haven't felt in a long time. And, you know, it's because you love me that that happened, you know? And maybe you just love me because I'm your brother-in-law. I don't know. But I'd like to think it goes a little deeper than that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just wonder sometimes what it would be like if love powered everything that we did. You know, it would flow out of our lives and it would give us purpose and it would give us focus and effectiveness and blessing and ultimately value. I mean, how cool would it be that love just seems to drive everything? You know, the one thing I've noticed is that conditional love tends to decide who we're going to love, you know? Conditional love decides who's worthy, you know? You know, you didn't do this for me. I remember you did this a long time ago. Therefore, I'm not going to love you or I'm going to love you, and it kind of depends, and it's like this dividing process. But love, when it comes to loving people in a godly way, there's no dividing the people out. You know, it doesn't matter who they are or where they've been. You just love people where they're at. And, you know, some of the greatest moments of development in my life were when people just took me in and loved me for who I am, even when I was messed up. Because God was working on me and they were just okay with me where I was. Those were really awesome moments for me because I got to see the love of God and people who were helping me. And those were some really awesome times for me. You know, we all want to live our lives and amount to something when it's all over with, like to look back over it and think that we left something good behind. And I think we all want to leave a legacy. We all want to leave something behind where people can say, you know, something about us. And I think one of the greatest things that someone could say about us at our funeral one day is, man, nobody loved like that guy. You know what I mean? Like, he just loved people where they're at. And every once in a while, you hear people say that in a funeral where they'll say something like, that guy never said a bad word about anybody. He just loved everybody where they're at. It doesn't matter. Nothing seemed to bother him, you know? I think what an awesome thing to be said about somebody. And I think we all want to have something like that said about us when it's all over. You know, it's like we want to be able to say that we changed somebody's world. I went to a funeral maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago or so. And the granddaughter of the grandmother who had passed was up at the pulpit and she was speaking. And she said that, you know, my grandma didn't really, like, do anything incredible. She lived here in town. She, you know, did what grandmas do. And she didn't really, like, change the world and she didn't do this or that, but she changed my world, you know. And I think, man, that was such a powerful statement that, you know, I don't know that I've ever even heard that before. It's like, you know, maybe grandma didn't change everything, but she changed my world. And I think that wouldn't it be awesome when we finish up with this life that maybe we didn't change everything, you know? Maybe we didn't turn the world upside down. Maybe the Allegheny Highlands isn't completely operating in a different way because of us. But, you know, I changed somebody's life. And I think that, you know, I would love to be able to say that at the end of my life. I would love to be able to say that I represented God well or that my life had spiritual value to other people. But there's no way to get there in our life without mixing our life with love. There's just no other way. And we can be like the most spiritual people in the world. We can have all kinds of like giftings and we can speak prophetically. We can even speak in tongues. We can do whatever we want to do. But if you don't have love, the Bible talks about you having nothing. Like that whatever you have doesn't have any value at all because it's just not able to be absorbed by the people who Christ sent you to help, you know? And in other words, until we allow the substance of God, which is love, to drive everything that we say or do and pour out, then we will always feel like we're not heard by people. We'll always feel like we're overlooked and misunderstood. We'll always feel like outsiders. And we'll always feel like we're unvalued. And I'm afraid there's a lot of Christians today that fall in that category because they feel like people don't really take in what they have or that they haven't been able to sow into people's lives or they do say things to people, but it just seems to bounce off of them and it doesn't really take hold. And when you really go back to the issue, you go back to the very beginning of it all, you'll find that they just didn't have love in their heart the way they were supposed to. And when I look back over my life at a lot of the things that I've done and things that I've said and so forth, I think there were so many times where I lacked love, and I'm sure that the words that I spoke just kind of bounced off of people. But, you know, I don't want to live there anymore. And I don't want to ever be that person anymore. You know, I want you to know today that I love you. That's why I'm here, you know. That's why I keep doing what I do. It's because I love you and I want to speak into your life. And those aren't just words to me. That's how I feel. And because of that, I hope that it opens your heart up to be able to take in what I have. Because what I have is the power of God here at my fingertips as I read the word to you. But we need to be able to take these things in. And you know that today, the reason I'm sharing all this stuff with you is because many here feel like there's a relational breakdown in their lives on some level. And I think for some of you here today, if you were to be honest, you'd say there's been a relational breakdown in my marriage, or maybe there's been a relational breakdown with my parents, or with someone in my life, or maybe at work, or with the children. And if we go to the very root of the relational issues in our lives, we'll find that there was at one time or another, easier said than done, there were words spoken without love that hurt. You know, our ministry to others was spoken out of judgmental or critical spirit. Maybe the truth that we had that we wanted to take to our family was shared out of harshness and not out of love. And maybe we modeled the right spiritual disciplines, but it was void of love when we did it. And I can tell you, any relational issues we tend to have in life, whether it be in marriage or with our children or whatever, it tends to go back to this lack of love that we have in the way that we talk and the way that we share and the way that we do for people in our lives. And, you know, when I look back over life, I see these deficiencies and I see these things in my life where I can see where I really lacked love, and those were not the greatest times for me as a parent or as a husband or whatever the case is. But I don't want to live life like that forever, you know. Like, I know that we're not all perfect, and we're going to continue to say things and do things that we wish we didn't. But we've got to get to a place in time where we finally say, you know, Lord, change the way that I see the people around me. Give me a supernatural love, even for the people who are difficult in my life. Because I just want to love people where they're at, because that's the way you are with me. That you just love me where I'm at. You know, it ends up that anything done without love really creates brokenness in your life. And, you know, that was like a revelation to me as I was putting this together, because I don't know that I've ever thought that before. That it, when we speak things over people and it's not prepared in love and it's not wrapped up in love, it just tends to break people. It tends to hurt people. And that's why without it, we're just noise, we're nothing, and we gain nothing, it says in this passage. And that's some pretty hard stuff to handle right there. Because when we read this passage, it says that we could have all this truth in us. We could have incredible spiritual giftings. We could be speaking truth into people's lives. We could be doing all kinds of things. But if you don't have love, the scripture says this in particular. It says that you are just noise, that we're nothing, and we gain nothing. And I'll be honest, the second one really hurts, you know. That if you can be spiritually sound, you can have all this stuff going on spiritually within you. You could speak prophetic words over people. You could do incredible things spiritually. But if you don't have any love, the scripture says you are nothing. I mean, that's a pretty powerful statement. And I think that if I were to be honest, there were probably a lot of times in my life where I would have to say, at this point in time in my life, I'm nothing. I'm nothing because I don't seem to have the love within me to say the things that I need to say with the right attitude. And, you know, I don't know where you're at with this today, but if nothing seems to be the fruit of our words and our actions and our knowledge and our faith and our sacrifice, and maybe we need to mix a little love into all that, you know? Because I think sometimes we think, you know, God's doing all this stuff in us, but it seems like when I speak this stuff out into my family, I speak it into my children's life, I speak it however I do that, it just seems to fall flat, you know? It seems to leave damage instead of speaking life, and it seems that it actually causes more brokenness. And if all I have to show for the words that I speak are like brokenness and hurt and stuff like that, then, you know, I just need to get a grip on myself and realize that, man, I just need to mix a little love into this thing, because if I can't do that, I'm not going to amount to anything in this life. And, you know, I know that God created me for a reason. I know He created you for a reason. But the whole point is that we'll never really get to see what our reason is, and we'll never get to walk out our purpose if we don't have love mixed into the things that we do and say. And, you know, the thing about life is that you can't have love without Jesus, but you can have Jesus and need a little more love, you know. It's kind of interesting how that works. Because here's the thing, even though you have Jesus and people say, well, Jesus is enough and He gives me everything that I need, sometimes our attitudes and our frustration and our anger and all that kind of stuff covers up the love that God wants us to spread out there, you know. It tends to distort that stuff, so it kind of crushes it down. And at some point, we have to look at ourselves and say, Lord, I want you to take out all this frustration and anger and all this stuff I have going on inside of me so that the love can actually be released. And because I want people to be able to hear what I'm saying, that when I'm speaking into people's lives, I want it to make a difference. And when God's moving through me, I want them to recognize it as God and not just me. You know, I really want there to be some powerful things that happen through my life. Because, you see, when that's working right and Jesus is flowing through us and we have His love, it's the very thing that will actually heal our marriage. It will be the thing that restores communication with our children. and mend relationships with family. You see, love overlooks mistakes and love overlooks failures. It overlooks offenses. That's really important. It overlooks history, especially. And it overlooks all the hurt. And it colors every part of our life so that our words breathe life into people and our ministry to people brings healing to them. And our knowledge brings freedom to them and our faith stirs them and our sacrifice brings blessings to us and to everyone else. You know, love is often underestimated. And especially for guys, you know, we just think it's like the fluff of life. It's like the icing on the cake. And I can tell you it is the cake, okay? I mean, we just got to get it straight. It's the substance of it all, you know? It's not just the icing. We've got to get to this point where we understand that love is not just an optional thing. Like, if I have it left over or if I can still muster up a little love for you, I'll give it to you. It's like that is the whole point, you know? That we continue to love people where they're at, that we love them no matter what. And, you know, love is so often underestimated and it's often withheld from people. It's rationed, like we'll give you a little love if we feel like it, kind of thing. It's often overlooked, and it's often misunderstood. We just need to learn to love people where they're at and pour out love no matter what, because it's exactly what God does. And I know that, you know, there are relationships in this church today that are very strained and broken because of a lack of love in the way that you talk, in the way that you act, in the way that you do things. And, you know, it's important for us just to love each other where we're at, you know. I don't know if any of you have kids here. I think there are quite a few parents in this place today. And you know how kids make you want to wring their neck sometimes? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever had that experience with a kid? You know, like, it's hard to love them because you don't always understand everything that's happening in them, you know? But, you know, with my daughter, I don't know where my daughter is. Is she in here right now? Madison? She's in the nursery, okay. Well, I'll just talk about her. How's that, okay? No, that sounds horrible. No, but, you know, my daughter doesn't always do everything I think she ought to, and she doesn't always say the things she ought to, and she doesn't always post the stuff on Facebook I like, you know. She doesn't always use the words I think she ought to use and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. I absolutely want to love my daughter where she's at. Like, I don't want to get to this place where I'm just constantly correcting her and acting like the parent and trying to be some sort of authoritarian, because here's the thing. You know, I want her to grow up and go through the same developmental stuff that I went through. I want her to learn to love the Lord even through some difficult times, and I want her to be shaped by God and not just shaped by me. I don't want her to feel the pressure of just being a pastor's daughter. Hey, you have to act right because I'm the pastor, and if you do stupid things, people come and talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be like that. I just want to love her where she's at so that there's going to be a time down the road where she thinks I actually know something again. I mean, because right now she's probably questioning that. But there's going to be a point down the road where she realizes, hey, Dad knows a few things. And I want to have our relationship open to the fact, to the point where she's always open to asking me, because there's going to be a day when she needs me, you know. She needs me now. She just doesn't know that. But you know what I mean? There's going to be a day where she is going to know that she needs me. And I want her to know that there's no judgment and there's no criticism. I just love her where she's at now, because I know that day is coming. And that's true for everybody in our life. That day is always coming. You know what I mean? There's always going to be a time where you get an opportunity to speak into someone's life. And the whole point is if you're not investing today, and if you're not showing love today and being relational today, that opportunity will pass you by. You'll never have a chance to speak into their life like that. And you know why? Because if we're not willing to invest and we're not willing to love people today, that when that opportunity comes by and you finally open your mouth and you tell them what you think you know, they're going to hear it as noise. It'll be a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal, you know. And when you pour out your spiritual gifts and you say, I have a word I want to speak over your life, they're going to let you speak it and they're going to walk away like it went in one ear and out the other. And I don't want to live that kind of existence, you know. But it takes you being in it for the long haul, you know. You have to be in it for the long game. That today you decide, not the day you have something to say, but today you decide, I'm just going to love people where they're at, and I'm going to invest in them today, and I relationally want to be tight with them today, because I want to make sure that when there's a time and they're going to need me one day, that I'm able to speak into their life and that relationship's open and they'll have nothing to stop them from coming to see me and saying, I need you to talk to me about this because I'm struggling today. But we've got to be in it for the relational side. We've got to be covered in love today. And I wonder if we're just to be honest about where we're at right now with our kids and with our marriage and with our family. I wonder if we could say today that everything that I do and everything that I say is covered in love. You know, I don't know that we can all say that today. And the reason we can't is because we're human. You know what I mean? we're always going to have this issue. We're always going to be frustrated by stuff. We're always going to be annoyed by things. Things are always going to strike us a little weird sometimes, and we may not say everything that we want to say. But it's got to be our focal point in life where we say, you know, Lord, that in everything that I do and everything that I say, Lord, I want you to keep my attitude toward people an attitude of love, so that when the opportunity comes and you pour out a word for me, or I have something I need to pour out into their life, that they'll be open to that and ready for it. So if we were to be honest with ourselves, do we need more love in our words and in the way that we minister to people, maybe in our actions or maybe in the way that we talk truth or even the way we sacrifice? You know, at some point we just need to be honest and say, God, I want more of your love in me. I don't want to be so critical of people. I don't want to be talking about them all the time. I just want to have my joy back. Nothing steals joy any more than just being critical of people and being in a place where you just don't love them, you know? And the only reason I'm telling you that is I've already been there, okay? And it's not like I'm completely gone, because it's a growing experience in life. But I can tell you this, is that I don't want to ever go back to that place where I'm just completely tore up with criticism and judgment of people and not loving them for where they're at. Because when I look at the way God treats me and how loving he's been and how gracious he's been with me, I can't have anything but grace and love for people. I just can't. And I don't know if you expect me to stand here before you today and say, hey, I'm perfect and everything's good, because it's just not. Not everything's right and not everything's perfect, and I don't always say things the way I want to. But you know, God's working on me and he's working on you too. But all he asks from us is this, is that we're committed to the truth, we're committed to his love, and we're committed and submitted to him. And when we do that, things begin to work their way out. You know, God doesn't expect perfection. He doesn't expect us to have it all together, because we're never going to. But we can say, Lord, whatever's in the way of your love flowing through me, take it out of the way. And for my deficiency in love, pour more into me, because it's only you who has it. And Lord, give me the ability to love people where they're at and overlook things, because we know that love overlooks failures, it overlooks offense, it overlooks history, and it overlooks hurt. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes for just a moment? There may be some of you today that you come in here today with broken relationships. You come in here with broken marriages. You come in here with your relationship with your kids that are strained. You may have relationships with your family, your mother or your father, your brothers, sisters, whatever the case is, where they're strained. And I want you to know the path to restoration in your family is only love, and that is it. There's no other way there. It is the only path. And the reason I say that to you today is because God is love, and he is always the path back to where you need to be. So today I just want to pray this prayer over you. Father God, we come before you today, and we commit ourselves to your love. Lord, we're just sorry for not always having love in every situation and not always speaking in love to people. But Lord, I pray that you stir within us, Lord, a supernatural love for those who we've had difficult times with. Lord, for those we have history with, for those who have hurt us and offended us. Lord, I pray that you pour out your love and just an extra serving of it all, Lord. Lord, I pray that you give us the ability to love beyond what makes sense. Lord, we know that love is often underestimated, and we know that at times we overlook it and we think that it's just something that gets added later. But Lord, today we understand that your love is what gives our life eternal value, and it gives us purpose and ultimately gives us joy. So Lord, I just pray today in the name of Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you stir up a love within us, just to love people where they're at and to love you. And to understand what real love is about. Lord, I pray that you show us how to have love in our life. Lord, I know that you're pouring out incredible giftings and you've given us words to speak, Lord. And I know there are ministries that are before us, not only with our family, but people outside the church and in the workplace. And Lord, I pray that today we make a commitment to love people where they're at. And Lord, I pray that you help us to invest in people today and invest in relationships today. So that when the day comes, and the day will come, when we have an opportunity to speak into their life or for a spiritual gift to flow out of our life, Lord, I pray that we have so much investment with them, Lord, that they're able to receive it and absorb what we have to say. Lord, I just thank you for the restoration you're doing within us today in our relationships. Lord, I pray that you give us the courage today to step out into relationships that have been broken for a long time, to be able to have this time of reconciliation. Even when we know things are strained and things are all messed up, that, Lord, we have the courage to step out and say, today we put it back together through love and through Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you for what you're healing today, and I thank you for all you're restoring today. Lord, I pray your hand upon each and every person here today and upon each and every relationship lifted to you, Lord. We just love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we continue with our heads bowed and eyes closed for just a moment? There may be some here today who have never accepted Jesus Christ. But you think, you know, I want to have the love, the capacity to love like that because I want my life to be in order and I want my relationships to be in order. I want you to know God loved you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for you so you would never have to pay the price for your sins. And he's the only one who gives you the ability to be healed and who gives you restoration and who gives you love even in the midst of your failures and your sin. But if this is where you're at today and you say, I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ into my life, if you would just lift your hand today, I want to pray for you and lead you in a prayer today. Is there anyone here today? If this is your heart's desire today, I just want to lead you in this prayer between you and God. Father God, I come before you today. I accept your son Jesus into my heart. I'm sorry for the way that I've lived my life. But today I accept your son and I ask that you change me from the inside out. Father, change my path in life. Change my attitude and my behaviors. Most of all, change my heart, Lord. I thank you for what you've done, and I accept your son today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for what he's done here today? Before we close the service, I wanted to have Sonia come up, if you would. I wanted to introduce someone new to you today. She's kind of family, even though you don't know her, but you'll get to know her here. This is Sonia Taylor, John Taylor's sister from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And she's going to be here. Yeah, welcome her. She's going to be here as an intern this summer working with our children's programs, so you'll see her working with our kids. She wants to go into ministry, and she's not sure which way she wants to go, but she's here for the summer to serve our church and the kids of our church. So if you would just stand to your feet and stretch out your hand toward her today, we're going to pray a blessing over her today. Father, we just thank you for Sonia. We thank you for all that you're doing in her life, and we thank you for bringing her to our church. Lord, I just pray that as she's at our church, Lord, that she just has an incredible experience with you, Lord, that you sow into her life and pour into her in ways that she's never experienced before. And Lord, I pray that you use her in a mighty way to pour into the lives of our children, Lord. Lord, I just see your spirit in her, and I just know that she belongs to you, and Lord, you're working things in her life. So Lord, I pray that you use this summer to be a time that you really recenter her to where you want her to be. Lord, you give her a specific direction for her life. And Lord, I pray that you really use this as a time of development for her and for our kids. Lord, we pray your blessing over her today. We thank you that you're with her. Lord, we pray that you continue to provide for her and sustain her, Lord, as she's here working for the summer. Lord, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Could I have the prayer team come forward, please? We're going to finish with prayer time. So if you need prayer for anything going on in your life today and you just want someone to raise it to the Lord and agree with you today, please come and talk to one of our prayer team today. Also, if I could have Lainey come on up and close us in prayer today.
Father God, I just thank you for the beauty of this day, and I thank you for loving us enough to plant this church on this corner in Covington, and I thank you, Lord, for the love that Pastor Steve has for his flock, and just for him pouring out the truth into us today, Lord. You are love. And the reason why we can love others is because you love us so much. You know, your word says that you gave your only son because you loved us so much, that whoever believes in him should have eternal life. Love is eternal, Lord. Your scripture says that love never fails. So if we love you, then we can love others. And we fail in that, Lord, because we're not perfect, but you are. You have perfect love. And I just ask, Lord, that you teach us how to learn to love others without restrictions, without conditions. And just pour into us, Lord. Let us just open our hearts and soften our hearts enough to receive your love. Remind us not only who we are, but whose we are, Lord. And because you love us so much, then we can love others. Let us go out and be the hands and feet and heart of Jesus today. In your precious Son's name, amen.
Amen. Have a great week. If you'd like prayer, please come on up.